We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, the children of God.
We are the children.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Karen.
I'm Emily.
I'm Carolyn.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Becca.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Hallie.
I'm Jonathan.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world
in his hands.
He's got the whole world.
Story of Samson.
His story is found in the book of Judges.
Let's go over what we've learned. Was he a nice guy, Becca?
No.
What was wrong with him?
He always killed people and hurt people for no reason.
He sort of had an anger problem. He didn't have patience.
That's right. He really had an anger problem. And Hallie?
He had a gift from God and he used it in the wrong way.
Yeah. Who were the people that he was fighting? Carolyn?
The Philistines.
Yeah. And were the Philistines good people?
Well, they were Israel's enemies, and what didn't make sense was he married a Philistine woman and was, like, sort of always around them.
Did he pray to the Lord and ask the Lord for guidance along the way?
He only seemed to pray to God when he wanted something, when he needed strength or needed to get out of something.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about the rest of the story, and this part of the story you're probably familiar with, because this is the story of Samson and Delilah.
Samson went to Gaza, a town in Philistine.
The people of Gaza were told, Samson is here.
So they surrounded the place where he was staying and waited for him all through the night at the city gate.
At dawn we will kill him, they said.
But in the middle of the night, Samson got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate, together with the two posts, and tore them loose,
bar and all.
He lifted them to his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill.
That was quite a surprise, don't you think?
Yeah.
They woke up and... How do you think they felt, Emily?
I think they felt frustrated. They thought, wow, we finally caught him, and then he got away. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman named Delilah.
The rulers of the Philistines went to her and said, see if you can trick Samson into showing you the secret of his strength.
They were going to pay her 1,100 shekels of silver.
So Delilah went to Samson and asked him to tell her his secret.
Samson answered her by saying, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh thongs that have not been dried, I'll become as weak as any other man.
The rulers brought Delilah 7 fresh thongs, and she tied him with them.
There are men hiding, waiting to catch Samson.
When Delilah shouted, Samson, the Philistines are upon you, he snapped the thongs without any problem.
Then Delilah said to him, Samson, you've made a fool of me. You lied to me. Now tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued.
He said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes, I'll become weak as any other man.
Delilah took new ropes and tied him up.
The men were still hiding in the room.
And again she shouted, Samson, the Philistines are upon you.
But he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads.
Delilah was mad, so she tried again, and again Samson lied to her.
Then she said to Samson, how can you say you love me when you won't tell me the truth?
She nagged him day after day until finally Samson told her the secret of his strength.
Do you remember the secret of his strength?
His hair.
His hair.
Here's what Samson told her.
No razor has ever been used on my head because I have been a Nazarene set apart to God since the day I was born.
If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me and I would become as weak as any other man.
With that news, Delilah went to the rulers of the Philistines and convinced them to come back one more time.
They came back with silver in their hands.
As Samson was sleeping, they cut his hair and tied him up.
Samson didn't realize that his power had left him.
When he woke up, he thought, I'll just do what I did before, shake myself free.
But this time, it was different.
The Philistines grabbed him, poked out his eyes, and threw him in prison.
That's a terrible place for him to be, don't you think?
He sort of deserves it, though. I mean, it was like...
Well, only God can really say
but he was sort of, like, really bad and everything.
Yeah. There's more to this story, but let's hear one of our songs. I usually pick all the songs, but this time, I'm going to let you guys pick a song. Now, you know the story of Samson. What song do you think fits right in here, Becca?
Be Strong.
Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Is that a good one?
Yes, yeah.
All right, let's hear that one.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
While Samson was in prison, the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to their god to celebrate his capture.
Bring out Samson to entertain us, the people shouted.
So they called Samson out of prison, and he performed for them in the temple.
The temple was crowded. There were even 3,000 Philistines on the roof.
Samson said to one of the servants, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple."
Then Samson prayed to the Lord.
O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God.
Please strengthen me just once more.
Then Samson reached toward the two pillars on which the temple stood.
Bracing himself against them, his right hand on one, his left hand on the other, Samson said,
"Let me die with the Philistines."
Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it.
Samson killed more when he died than while he lived.
In the end, Samson turned to the Lord, didn't he? What did he say, Carolyn? You read the line. Read that line again.
O sovereign Lord, remember me, O God.
And strengthen me just once more. He realized that who was in control? Was Samson in control of this?
No.
The Lord was in control the whole time, wasn't he? And this is the first time that Samson really realized that it wasn't his strength, because he lost his strength, right? But you know, when he was in prison, his hair started growing back.
Yeah.
And he was starting to get stronger, and then the Lord just gave him extra strength there. Yeah, Alexa.
I think that's why Samson turned to God for help, was because when he lost what he could do, then he needed help from God.
That's a really, really good point. That's right. What was different about Samson from the time before when he had the jawbone, or the time before when he was carrying the city gate up to the top of the hill? What was different, Emily?
He was blind. He was weak.
He was weak. He was blind. He wasn't the big, strong guy that he was before, was he?
No.
And so who did he turn to, Hallie?
The Lord.
He turned to the Lord. That's right. But you know what? We don't have to die like Samson died, do we?
No.
What is our hope, Alexa?
We go to heaven with God.
That's right. We have Jesus.
Dear Father, we want to learn from stories like Samson. We don't want to do things our way. We want to do things your way. When we do wrong, show us, Lord. We can't do it alone. We need you, and we need Jesus to show us the way. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember,
do what is right. Use your gifts wisely.
And come humbly before the Lord.
See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.